Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Is clear. And let me read it again. Sorry, I have to find the page. I was informed that the Department of Justice opinions had concluded that the use of enhanced interrogations was legal. The only mention of waterboarding was that the briefing, that it, in the briefing, was that it was not being employed.
I think this is the most despicable, dishonest, and vicious political effort I've seen in my lifetime. Men and women risk their lives all over this planet protecting us. And she has now viciously and dishonestly turned on them. It is despicable. And as an army brat, I find it unbelievably offensive that left-wing Democrats don't care about defending America. They care about hunting down and purging their political opponents in a way which is going to cripple this country.
God save the queen! The fascist regime!
Friday edition of the Savage Nation, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, whoever ever thought this would be going on? Did you hear what happened today? Have you heard what this government is doing to free speech? You know about me. Did you know that the U.S. Attorney's Office told their employees not to log on to the Drudge Report? Do you have any idea that under Obama we are moving into a Chavez-like nation? Within 60 days, within 100, 200 days, rather, of his administration. What it took Chavez 5 years to achieve, the Obamaites are about to achieve in about, 200 days? I warned you for years that the liberals of yesteryear are long gone. I warned you that real liberals are as scarce as a hound's tooth. I warned you that people who pose as liberals are really fascists. And God in heaven, has this ever shown itself to be true? Now that they have power, they're using absolute power to crush their opposition. They don't want dissent. They do not want voices of dissent. They want all of the voices of dissent silenced. Now, this is what went on in the Soviet Union, which led to re-education camps, labor camps, and death camps. And who is it coming from? All of the swiney liberals. We hear about swine flu. Well, let me tell you something. We can take the word swine and apply it to many things, not just to a viral illness. I will tell you, though, that I found out that there are some very good liberals left in the media. Yes, they're few and far between. What this crisis in my own life has shown me is that there are a few journalists left. There are a few liberals left. One of them writes for the, believe it or not, my local hometown newspaper, which I stopped reading many years ago, the San Francisco Chronicle, Carla Marinucci, who I don't know. We never met. But she wrote a fair article today called Radio Host Savage Seeks Clinton's Help Over Ban. I thought it was well done. It was well done because it got the essence of the facts in the article and its front page in the Chronicle. What I have for you on the show today is something that has appeared in no newspapers anywhere in the world, but it is sure to be in all the newspapers, perhaps by Monday. It will be up on my website, michaelsavage.com, within 15 minutes. It is a letter from the lawyer, the legal firm I have employed in London, one of the top media firms in London, and it is a letter of demand, a defamation complaint, against the Home Office Secretary, Jackie Smith. And you will read the letter, and you will see how I have been wronged. You will see that all of those who are suddenly saying a country has the right to ban anyone they want are really fascists in disguise. Now, I want to remind you of a few things here as a prelude to where I'm going today. 30, 40 years ago, it would have been Lenny Bruce who was banned, let us say, in certain cities, perhaps even in England. I don't really know who banned him. 30 years ago, it might have been a poet. It might have been a rock band banned in a certain city or municipality. And all the liberals said, no, 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 that's a violation of the First Amendment. You can't ban the Doors. You can't ban the Sex Pistols. You can't ban Lenny Bruce because it violates the First Amendment. And they were right, meaning if you don't like it, don't watch it, don't listen to it. But they have a right to be artists, to express themselves. Now that Michael Savage is the dissident, now that Michael Savage is the underdog, now that Michael Savage is the minority, the liberals are attacking me saying, ban him, ban him, ban him. These are not liberals. Don't you people understand who they are? These are the meanest people on the planet. All of these people on MSNBC are the type of people who put Solzhenitsyn into the labor camp in the Soviet Union. They may not speak Russian. They may not look Russian. They would say, oh, no, we would have stood up to Stalin. We would have stood up to Hitler. No, they would have worked for Stalin. They would have worked for Hitler. They would have worked for Hitler, putting Jews into the death camp. But you don't understand that, because they assign themselves halos. And so, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, be very, very careful who calls themselves liberal. Because if you scratch the surface of liberals, you often find something else. But now that Obama has total power, you can see how they're behaving. And, by the way, you can see that the world is turning against the Obama administration, which is why Obama has thrown, in my opinion, Nancy Pelosi overboard. There is no question, when I heard Leon Panetta's letter that was read to the employees of the CIA today by Leon Panetta. Now remember, Leon Panetta comes from the same area as Nancy Pelosi. They are probably very close friends. But when Leon Panetta had to evaluate brass tacks of what really is at stake with this out-of-control woman, I assume that they understand the woman is out of control and her power madness got so bad that she was a danger not only to her own party, not only to Obama, but to the country itself. Because it's extremely unusual that in a time like this, Leon Panetta would file a letter to the employees of the CIA. He doesn't mention Nancy Pelosi, but it's all about Nancy Pelosi. And he says, we are an agency of high integrity, professionalism, dedication. Our task is to tell it like it is, even if that's not what people always want to hear. Keep it up. Our national security depends on it. You know what he's saying to his employees? Don't be intimidated by this woman. Don't be intimidated by the far left. Don't be intimidated by Koss. Don't be intimidated by Arianna Huffington. Don't be intimidated by these people. They'll kill us all. You think these people don't understand how mad the left is? They do. And Obama himself, remember, picked Panetta. No matter what you may think or not think, he is the president. Whether you like him or you don't like him, he's the president of the United States. Remember when Leon Panetta was picked, we said, oh, well, he's an inside guy. He knows Feinstein. He knows Pelosi. He knows the whole left wing here. I mean, he's been a member in good standing of the Northern California delegation for years. They picked him, and we said he's not qualified, which he wasn't. We said he had no experience in intelligence, which he didn't. We said it's shocking to have picked him, which it appeared to be. But when push came to shove, and this got all the way up, meaning what Pelosi has done in attacking the CIA so viciously, and in so doing, undermining our premier intelligence agency. And remember, we are at war with people who hung Nick Berg upside down after cutting his head off and hung his body outside the streets of Baghdad. You won't see that torture photo, will you? You won't see the torture photo of Nick Berg, Jew, Nick Berg, journalist, whose head had been cut off by your lovely, lovely Islamist friends, all your friends on MSNBC, All you lovely people on MSNBC taking the side of the opposition, taking the side of the enemy, as though you love them. But you had no love for Nick Berg. You had no love for Nick Berg when his head was cut off. You thought it didn't affect you. But people with larger visions than you understand the danger we are in. The opposition doesn't play nice guy. The opposition doesn't play by the rules. The opposition is out to destroy Western civilization. The opposition wants to impose Sharia law. The opposition wants to put women in burqas. The opposition wants to kill Christians and Jews. Make no mistake about the stakes of the game we are playing. And they're not going to let a Speaker of the House who is power mad destroy the CIA. So what happened here is Leon Panetta was probably, I'm guessing now, called into Obama's office and they said, hey, this is over, man. You better shore up the troops in the CIA. You better tell them to do their job. You better tell them we're not going to prosecute them if they do their job, or else we're finished as a country. They cannot be gelded by her for her power madness. She'll bring the whole House of Cards down. And I think that's why Panetta put out that letter today. But let's get back to my particular situation. Is it related to this? Nah, not really. Is the U.S. Attorney's Office telling employees not to log on to the Drudge Report worrisome to you? Well, not if you're on MSNBC. You belong in Stalin's Russia. But to anyone in America who understands what's going on here, you should be very worried indeed. Really worried. And so, as I say, Pelosi continues to stumble and bumble, but there's no question they're pushing her out the door. The second topic today is Savage is firing back in England. My attorneys in London sent a letter, a defamation complaint specifically, demanding that my name be removed from a list of those banned from the nation. Well, there's much more in the letter, by the way. And I'm going to read the letter to you in the next segment. In order to remedy your actions in respect to the press release, our client requires the following relief. A, the payment of a substantial sum in damages to be agreed. B, the publication of further press release by the Home Office. Well, I'll read the rest of it, and it'll go up on michaelsavage.com in a blink. I'll be right back. Savage. Let's have some rock and roll on Friday, and people need a little entertainment. Things are very grim out there, to be honest with you. And what is this now? Yeah? The only one in the kitty? What's this called? I forgot the name of it already. Like the hop again? I'm not in the mood for this garbage. I can't get off on it. Forget about it. 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. We're talking about Newt Gingrich slamming Nancy Pelosi, which you'd expect, but he did a very good job. We talked about Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA, in an offhanded way, supporting the troops of the CIA and attacking Pelosi because of her mad attack upon the CIA. There's very big things going on in the world. And then we're talking about the U.S. Justice Department telling employees not to go onto the Drudge Report, something that you would have expected in contemporary times, Chavez's horrendous banana republic, or in the ex-Soviet Union, or in Kim Jong-il. But this is going on under Obama, God! Don't you people understand and see what's going on? You don't understand anything. You don't get it. So I'm going to open it up to you. I want you to call me, and I want you to say, Mike, read the letter that your attorneys in London sent to Jackie Smith. Or, Mike, play rock and roll, it gets you agitated. Or, Mike, I'll tell you what, talk about Obama saying he's going to retain Bush military tribunals and what that means. Well, Mike, talk about the other article, American Teens Found Strangled in Tijuana. The bodies of four U.S. citizens were found strangled, beaten, and stabbed in a van in this border city 2 days after they reportedly left their Southern California homes. Mike, talk about illegal aliens and how they all come here to work and how wonderful they all are. Mike, talk about that, please. Mike, talk about anything you want, but you got to tell me what you want to hear. 1-800-449-8255 is the number you call. Orlando, Florida. Austin, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, have you ever Googled Bohemian Grove before?
Where are we going with this?
Well, I think talking about Bohemian Grove is pretty important. I just want to know if you knew anything about it. Every Republican president since 1923
has been. Okay, but why are we talking about the Bohemian Grove right now? What does it have to do with anything?
Well, they perform mock human sacrifices, and it's kind of weird.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Here we go again. That was a great call. I know they get on with these things. Some people have their access to grind. No, I've never been invited to the Bohemian Grove, and if I was, I wouldn't go. As Groucho Marx said, I would never attend the club that invited me. Okay, does that answer that question? I've no desire to cavort in the woods with naked white men in the Republican Party. I may live in San Francisco, but there are limits, okay? San Francisco, Vinny, welcome to the program.
Michael, how you doing?
Not good. What's happening,
Michael,
man?
I'm the guy, the blogger on SFGate who actually talked about you. And I've listened to you. I'm a liberal, but I enjoy your show. And
you're Big Vinny. Yeah, you did a nice piece yesterday.
Yeah, it's on today's. It's on right now. And I've been vilified because I have the audacity to think you're funny, and I agree. I don't agree much with a lot of what you say, but I agree with a hell of a lot of what you say. And
Vinny, let me ask you something. Isn't San Francisco, I'm so glad you called, we never met, but isn't San Francisco a city built upon the odd, the out of ordinary, the odd opinion, the kind of minority opinion? Isn't that what it's built upon?
I agree with you 100%. Michael,
I am actually more representative of what San Francisco actually is than the cabal that runs the newspaper.
They're just let me put it to you this way. Except your pocketbook, I'm vilified myself. I'm kind of an outcast in these liberals, and I'm a liberal. I'm proud of being a liberal, but I enjoy your show, and it's just they won't admit it. They listen to your show, a lot of them. And again, as I stated, and as I state in my piece,
Vinny, right now, it comes down to this. The gay community hates me. They won't see anything but what they hate about me. They won't let me go on anything. They've made me public enemy number one. They hate me more than Osama bin Laden. They hate me more than Ahmadinejad, who hangs homosexuals in Iran. They don't even understand what they do. And that's why I say, God forgive them.
Be quick. I don't agree with you about that either, to be fair. I want to be fair. I am calling you just to let you know that I base your entire I think you're brilliant. I've called you a brilliant performer in today's blog, which is right now on the cover. And I've also said that I've been vilified because I can't believe that my inbox and my email center gets all these people who just, who don't get it. I get it.
What do you mean, who send you hate mail because you support my right to talk?
Savage.
Stay in the line, Vinny.
What's the success of religion? Drama. And that cat brought that tore out. Well, that's with a beard. Now, don't be cuts with a Princeton suit. And it shall be said that children of Israel today, we noticed and asked, and I talk to them, and they just digress and get away from religion and get cute, and they start building projects, and then it gets to be no shul at all. There's been a lot of
talk
about...
You're listening to a piece from Lenny Bruce, one of the mentors in my delivery from when I was a youth. But I raise Lenny Bruce's voice up at this moment for a couple interesting points. Lenny Bruce was banned in Australia, okay? Why? He was a threat to the social order. Now, the liberals came to his defense. Liberal First Amendment attorneys said, you can't ban Lenny Bruce. He's a performer. He has a right to perform. Much as you can't ban the Rolling Stones or the Doors or whoever was, at the time, ahead of the curve. I'm ahead of the curve. I'm not behind the curve, let me tell you. And that's why I'm taking all this heat right now. And being banned in Britain, some said, is a badge of honor. I don't see it as a badge of honor being linked with murderers. It's one thing to be banned because of the words you say. It's another thing to be put on a list where a Home Secretary says, we're making up this list to shame these people. And they link you up with skinheads and murderers and things of that nature. It's a huge difference here. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not just saying he's banned. They defame me by linking me up with people in prison in Russia for 10 years for killing immigrants. They also defame me by making statements saying that my words have directly led to violence when they never have. I would never have lasted 5 minutes in radio had I ever once, which I never have, promoted violence. Never. I have strong opinions that shock people who disagree with me, but that's the mark of a healthy democracy. A healthy democracy is a place where there's a marketplace of ideas in which people shout their ideas. They shout at each other. That's the mark of a vigorous democracy. When you hear agreement between the parties, you know you're living in a dictatorship. When you read only one side of things in a newspaper, you're reading Pravda or Izvestia. I don't say love me. I didn't ask you to love me. I ask you to understand that I am you. I ask you to understand that today it's me and tomorrow it's you. Let's go back to Big Vinny in San Francisco. Vinny, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike.
So, Vinny, what were you saying? Did you hear any of what I just said about Lenny Bruce?
Oh, absolutely. I heard the whole thing. And let me just have you also state that, for the record, we've never met. I've heard you. I've listened to you for probably 15 years. And I think you're funny. I think you're hysterical. I don't really agree with a lot of your politics, but you make too much sense. And I just want to know that I called in. I was lucky to get in and talk to your producer. This was not a setup call. But and I'm on right now on the page that Carla Marinucci.
Yeah, but you're going to face a lot of flack for calling this show, Vinny, and being at all friendly with me. You got to understand that you're living in a world where they don't want anyone who disagrees with them in your newspaper.
Well, the thing I wanted to at least bring out two things, and I'll let you go, is that first off, as I say in the piece, that free speech here is the issue. What I distaste are people on the media right now, like a Bill O'Reilly, or people that you happen to, I know, despise, and vice versa, yet they've taken this issue and not mentioned you and have milked this. And, you know, of course, you may have milked this, but the issue here is free speech, and you make me laugh.
I agree with you. Why hasn't Hannity or O'Reilly or any of those, or Rush is the biggest disappointment, and I believe it speaks volumes in what they're not saying. But they're not the issue, Vinny. Let me say this. We haven't met. You write for the local SF Gate. I read your columns. Carla Marinucci, who I never met, is a straight-up political reporter. She's a liberal, no doubt. And yet she understands what's at stake. It's in the big front page story today called Free Speech, I believe. She understands the context of this.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm amazed. Maybe I'm a little naive. I'm amazed at the vitriolic email from various people.
What do you mean, email towards you?
Towards me, yeah.
What, for simply not attacking me?
Well, I mean, I'm on right now. You go down, I go to the SF Gate. I'm not plugging myself, I guess, in a way.
Plug it. I don't care. Hey, Vinny, do you eat Italian food being Italian?
Well, I'm actually Jewish, Michael. But wait a minute.
Then I don't even have to ask the question. If you're actually Jewish with a name like Vinny, it means you like Italian food.
Absolutely, I do.
I'll tell you what, Vinny, if you're allowed to, if the paper will permit you, I'm going to take you to dinner at Aliotto's.
I'm totally independent.
All right. Get Vinny's phone number. I'm taking him to dinner one of these nights. I don't know about this weekend. I have had a week from... Play Lenny Bruce for a minute so I can get a breather here.
Christ is confused. My route took me through Spanish Harlem, Moses. What were 50 Puerto Ricans doing living in one room? When this man has a ring on worth $10,000, why not the Puerto Ricans living in this building? That is the purpose of church for the people... The purpose of government for the people. Church for the people. Now, Christ, Moses, really debating, arguing back and forth. Moses is still whacked out from a mezuzah he broke open and found nothing inside. How long has this been going on? God only knows. How corrupt. They knew no one breaks them open. They just found one. Had a piece of paper said made in Japan.
Anyway, now think about how blasphemous Lenny Bruce was in his time. He attacked the church. He made mockery of Jewish religious symbols. So he was banned in Australia. First Amendment attorneys came to his aid, made sure he was unbanned. I've had no First Amendment attorneys offer to take my case other than for $150,000 down. To show you what's going on in the country today. Luckily, I have some nice, intelligent former Marines who are lawyers in the Thomas More Law Center who are doing it pro bono. God bless them. They actually believe in what they say. And then I hired one of the biggest firms in London called Owls, O-L-S Wang. Owls Wang. Houston, Texas. Debbie, welcome to the Savage Nation. Debbie. Go ahead, please. Gone? Okay. 1-800-448-8255. MichaelSavage.com. Vinny's gone. You got his name and number. Send it to me. All right. Can I read you a piece of the defamation letter that we filed about 2 hours ago in London? Because it's going to be in the newspaper Monday, not today. You're hearing it first. Is it up on my website yet? Not yet. We have problems on our website for reasons I can't disclose, but we're having a lot of trouble with the website. It will be up, I hope, by tonight. Okay, by post and fax, dear Madam Secretary, Jackie Smith, Home Secretary, home of 2 Marsham Street, London, blah, blah, blah. Our client is a citizen of the United States of America. He is under the name Michael Savage, the host of the successful radio program, The Savage Nation. Also a successful author on contemporary American politics and mores. 2, we write in respect to the press release issued by the Home Office, including on its website of May 5, 09, in which it was stated that our client has been banned from entry into the UK. The press release contains statements that are false and defamatory of our client. Please treat this letter as a letter of claim under the pre-action protocol for defamation. 3, we attach for your convenience a copy of your press release. The words complained of. 4, the press release constituted a page headed, quote, promoters of hatred named and shamed, and a further page, the list, headed, quote, Home Office name hate promoters excluded from the UK, listing various individuals who had been banned from entering the UK. The list included several individuals who were accused of terrorism and then stated as follows in respect to our client, Michael Savage. Controversial daily radio host, you say, considered to be engaging in unacceptable behavior by seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred, which might lead to intercommunity violence, close quote. I want to interject something here. I would say Reverend Wright's sermons might have led to intercommunity violence, but they didn't. When he said that whites created AIDS and injected them into blacks, that could have created intercommunity violence, didn't it? He's not banned in England. Huh? I can give you, you want to give you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people whose statements might have led to intercommunity violence, in my opinion? You want me to name a few? Why don't you name a few? Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson? Shall I go down the list? They're not allowed. They're not banned from the UK. Now, listen to the biggest lie that she committed. 5, in addition, the first page of your website, Ms. Home Office, stated that those who have been banned included, quote, controversial daily radio host who provoked others to commit crimes, close quote. Did you hear this? My lawyer then writes, given that our client was the only radio host to appear on the list, this statement would evidently be taken to relate to him. 6, these statements would, taken together, be understood by readers of the press release to mean that our client has sought to provoke others to commit serious criminal acts and who has, on more than one occasion, in fact, provoked others to commit criminal acts. 7, the press release was also published and continues to be published on the Home Office website and on the UK Border Agency website. Damage to our client. 8, the allegations in the press release constitute serious and damaging defamatory allegations which are actionable under English law. 9, the allegations are entirely false. At no time has our client, Michael Savage, provoked or sought to provoke others to commit crimes or serious criminal acts. If he were to issue proceedings in defamation, he would be likely to recover very substantial damages. In any such action, he would rely upon the highly aggravating circumstances of the publication of the press release, including, and I will go on with this a little later, but I want to repeat what my lawyer has put on the record. The allegations are entirely false. At no time has Michael Savage provoked or sought to provoke others to commit crimes or serious criminal acts. Period, end of story. And I want to repeat this. I have very strong opinions that shock and may outrage people who disagree with them. I have been outspoken on many issues, including illegal immigration, but that represents probably 70% of the electorate. Would you say that they're committing violent acts by saying ban illegal immigrants from schools and from hospitals? Should they also be banned from Britain? Why, then you'd have to ban 50 to 60 to 70 million Americans from Britain because they hold the same views I do. I have come out and said, and I want you to be clear on my homosexuality statements. I want you to record these and I want you to write them down. How many times have I said to you, I am a sexual libertarian? I don't care what the other people do. I don't care what orifice they use to obtain pleasure. I don't care what people do sexually, so long as it's within the law and they don't hurt children. But I've also said I oppose homosexual marriage, and I've given you the reasons. And in the 17 states that homosexual marriage has been presented to the American voters, in 17 sovereign states, the people have overwhelmingly said, yes, we are opposed to homosexual marriage. Not one state, when the people themselves have been asked, have said, yes, we agree that homosexual marriage is a good thing for the health of a society. The only places it has been passed when a few rotten, stinking, corrupt, degenerate judges stole the votes of millions of voters and by fiat have said, let the voters die because we are the law. So you decide where the democracy lies, with the people or with the degenerate vermin in black robes. And so I've said these things and I repeat them. And let me repeat them again. I am a sexual libertarian. I don't care what anyone else does so long as it's legal and it doesn't affect children. I oppose gay marriage, and I've told you the reasons why. There are 17 states where it was voted. They also oppose gay marriage. Can we let that subject go? Why is this topic more important than anything on earth? Why is this topic more important than terrorism? Why is this topic more important than Obama busting the economy? Why is this topic more important than Obama violating the Constitution and taking over Chrysler and violating the states' rights clause? Why is this topic more important? Well, I can name 15 other topics. But this topic seems to be more important than any other. Every time the media comes to me, that's all they raise up, is that issue. So I've set the record straight. Can we move on now? Can we move on now? Maybe the gay people will come to understand I'm not their enemy. I'm their actual friend. By the way, the letter is posted now on michaelsavage.com. Boy, am I glad it's Friday. TGIF. Wow, what a week this has been. San Diego, Gary, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, Michael, I'd like to relay a little story to you about how I was first introduced to your show. And that is about 8 years ago, I was putting a large addition on my home, and I had this rather bombastic carpenter who was doing the construction for me. And I'd spend a few hours helping him out, and I noticed that he always drove his truck right up to the building, and he left the truck doors open, and he had this talk show host going on and on. And finally, after a few days, I noticed the show would end. It would go, Savage! I finally asked him, I said, what are we listening to? Because I tended to like most of what I was hearing. He goes, this is a guy named Michael Savage. I've been listening to him for a number of years. Well, here it is 8 years later, Michael, and I am still listening to you. I am a tried and true loyal fan, and I think you are totally on the case in exposing this orgy of corruption that is going on right now, which I think is the biggest financial con job in the history of the world.
You mean here in America, correct?
Absolutely, right here.
Yes, that's right. There's an orgy of corruption, the thievery going on right in front of our noses by Timothy Geithner, by the Treasury Department, is the greatest thievery in the history of the world, and it is being conducted in broad daylight.
It's an orgy of corruption, and I like to think, you know, they're going from defamation to defecation. The way they are trying to crap on you is utterly outrageous, and I tip my
hat. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, thank you for your comments. Yes, I am bombastic at times, but there's a lot more to me than that. You know, you can make a man into anything you want to make him. When you're on radio 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for 15 years, you hear anything you want to hear. You agree with me? You can hear Michael being the most enlightened man on the planet. You could hear him being the most unenlightened man on the planet. You could hear him being the most angry, hateful man on the planet, or the nicest, kindest man on the planet. You can hear an angel. You can hear a devil. You can hear anything you want, can't you?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, you know, I'm going to go to that. Now I want to talk about statements that are being made about what I said about the Quran, which are totally and abjectly false, and I want Muslims to listen to me around the world. I want this to be gotten right once and for all. For 15 years, I have supported the five principal religions on the planet, and I have named them. 15 years I've talked about them, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. I said the five principal religions on the earth are a great steadying sail for humanity. Without the five principal religions, the world would go off the deep end. I've said that. Have I attacked the Islamists who have hijacked the Quran? Yes. Have I said to you that the hateful things that you find in the Quran, you can also find in the Old Testament? And that if you were to single out some of the statements in the Old Testament, which say the very same things, by the way, in many ways. Kill this one, kill that one. If your wife's mother's sister-in-law's skirt is lifted to the sky and she's upside down when the sun is upside down and you ate a gefilte fish with a piece of matzah without horseradish, this too is an abomination and you must break the matzah. So I understand this. I'm not a biblical absolutist and I'm not a Quran absolutist. There are hundreds of millions of modern Muslims who do not take every word literally, just as there are millions of Jews who do not take the Old Testament literally. I've said that. Write it down. I'll be back. Savage. I got a piece of breaking news for you. Brett Baer of Fox News, who is apparently an honest journalist, has just done a report on my case. Play it.
An update to a story we brought you Thursday about talk show host Michael Savage's efforts to get off a list banning him from Great Britain. Tonight, his lawyers have filed a defamation complaint against British Home Secretary Jackie Smith, who justified Savage's inclusion on that list by saying he had sought to provoke criminal acts and hatred, which might lead to violence. Savage's attorneys have also filed a request for documentation of Smith's charges and petitioned to have his name taken off the list.
Thank you, Brett Baer. As they say, all it takes for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing. Thanks, Brett, for understanding the danger we are all in. I wish others could follow your example. Now, I want to say something else about the legal procedure. Many of you may be attorneys, and you're listening to the show. The law in England's a lot different than here. Libel is much easier to prove. But here's something that you don't know. We are going to engage in the discovery phase, unless they remove my name immediately. The minute we start discovery phase of how she got my name, and this discovery phase might lead back to someone high up in the Obama administration. And my suspicion is that this is out of control. They never expected this. And I believe that whoever did this in the Obama administration would be wise to contact Ms. Smith and put an end to this right now by getting my name off that list.
Savage.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
An update to a story we brought you Thursday about talk show host Michael Savage's efforts to get off a list banning him from Great Britain. Tonight, his lawyers have filed a defamation complaint against British Home Secretary Jackie Smith, who justified Savage's inclusion on that list by saying he had sought to provoke criminal acts and hatred, which might lead to violence. Savage's attorneys have also filed a request for documentation of Smith's charges and petitioned to have his name taken off the list.
Well, that's Teddy the poodle barking to Hail Britannia, and I don't know if this will get him on the banned list because he could promote intercommunity violence with his barking. It could be seen as mocking the national anthem. That is, if there's still a nation and there's still an anthem, I don't know. I haven't checked recently. I do know that they took the Union Jack off British Airways when there still was a British Airways. But I was flying way back when there was a BOAC, BOAC, quack, quack, BOAC. Used to fly BOAC, used to use the Oriana on the great liners of that day. Met many, many wonderful British people. Was always fond of the English. Grew up on Huxley, Orwell. named a family member for Bertrand Russell. So I grew up admiring the English way. And look at the irony of life. Look at the nation that chooses to vilify me on false charges. Look at the nation that looks to lump me in with actual murders. Huh. Just shows you what life is all about, huh? All right, look, we can go on and on. My legal case just got filed this evening. It was late, very late in the day in England, like 5, 6 o'clock at night. The letter, it's not a lawsuit per se. It's on michaelsavage.com for those of you who like to read legal stuff. It is a defamation complaint against Right Honorable Jackie Smith, MP. And the most important point for you to know is this. Damage to our client. The allegations are entirely false. At no time has Michael Savage provoked or sought to provoke others to commit crimes or serious criminal acts. If he were to issue proceedings in defamation, he would be likely to recover very substantial damages. In any such action, Savage would rely upon the highly aggravating circumstances of the publication of the press release, including, well, that the publication was made by the Home Office, that the allegations would have been likely to have been readily believed by anyone who read the press release, that joining our client in the press release to, quote, an individual said to justify glorified terrorist violence, an individual said to be responsible for a racist website and promoting serious criminal activity and fostering hatred, an individual said to have spent 3 decades in prison for killing 4 soldiers and a 4-year-old girl. By the way, that individual smashed in a little 4-year-old Jewish girl's head with a rifle butt. And an individual said to be the leader of a violent gang that beat migrants and posted films of their attacks on the internet. The wording of the press release, which stated it was expressly intended to name and shame inter alias our client. The fact that wide republication of the allegations was inevitable and indeed was the intended outcome of the press release. And the fact that a client was not given any advance warning of the press release or approached for comment in respect to the allegations. Did she call me or email me and say, look, Savage, we got this about you. Is it true? Is any of this true? Did any of your words lead to violence? No. Well, do you really believe these things that we have in these sound bites sent to us by somebody in the Obama administration? Because as sure as I'm sitting here, that's where they came from. I could prove that they were taken out of context, and perhaps this never would have happened. So the fact of the matter is, read it. Read it, please. If you're a lawyer, if you're not a lawyer, read it anyway and file it. Or go to michaelsavage.com and see what it's all about. And see what's involved here. It's been a long week. It's not been a hard day's night. It's been a hard week. Never thought that at this stage of my career, when I re-signed in talk radio in January for another year or two, I never thought that this would be how I'd spend the last time of months, years in my career. Never. I thought that at a certain age, after all, I'm 67 years old. I've had many careers and all successful. I've struggled all of my life to achieve what I have. I'm not complaining. Been ups and downs and things worked out toward the end. Never did I think that with the advent of a liberal president, so-called, surrounded by so-called liberals, would such un-American activities occur in my country. Never. But in the midst of all of this darkness, there is light. I found out who my friends are. And I found out that there are a few people left in the media, even those writing for liberal publications, reporting on liberal networks, who still understand what their job actually is and still think that there's a thing called truth. Even if it's 1 out of 100, it's better than 0 out of 100. You understand? And maybe, you know what? There's a silver lining to this truth. Because if I have to defend myself on my own show, which I'm doing, by explaining my views on homosexuality, my views on Islam, my views on illegal immigration, so be it. Maybe the record will finally be set straight. Maybe all of you who think that I'm one thing can find that I'm not what you think I am, because you've listened to gossip, that you've been engaging in a witch hunt, that you needed to vilify somebody so you chose me, because I was an easy target of hate, because I'm outspoken, because I can be bombastic, and because I believe in what I say makes me a target. Let me take your calls. Okay. Sacramento, Mo, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I'm a Muslim American, and I love your show. I agree with you almost 99% of the time, so I don't want you to think that all Muslims hate you or oppose you, by no means.
No, but we never hear from anyone who doesn't.
I don't know what to tell you, Mike. You know, I'm addicted to your show. Every time I come home from work,
Mo, you know why? Let's say we disagree on issues to do with Israel, and I'm not sure we do, by the way. But let's say we do. On issues of family, on issues of the relative place of a father in a family, on issues to do with patriotism, I can guarantee you that the Muslim community in this country is about 99% in my favor.
Not just 99, 100%. I mean, I come home, the first thing I do, I want to know what my children learned at school. I don't want them to get all that homosexual material and all that liberal garbage. We came to the United States to make a better life for ourselves. We understand it's a Christian country. We love Christian people. We love Jewish people. We love all our neighbors. We have neighbors from all kinds of backgrounds. And hopefully, you know, all the hate will stop, you know. So.
Well, you know what? This call means more to me than you can imagine. All I can say is Alechem Shalom.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Abraham was the father of all of our people. Remember that. You know, I used for years, I was a naive guy, a walk around saying, I lived in a dream world. I was Mr. Herb and Mr. Nutrition. I lived in a dream world. I walked around saying, you know, the world is a good place. When you look at it, I said, Abraham was the father of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. He's the father of three principal religions. And that made me feel good, like an idiot. I was walking around like, oh, yeah, made me feel good. Abraham, the father of Jews, Christians, and Muslims, like that mattered. Well, it should matter. It should matter. He's the father of three monotheistic religions. But I don't understand it. Maybe there's something missing in the churches, synagogues, and mosques. Maybe there's someone missing in terms of teaching the unity of the three principal monotheistic religions. Maybe I missed my calling. Maybe I belong inside of a house of worship instead of inside a radio studio, I ask myself. But, you know, you can't shift horses at a certain point. Maybe sometimes I say, you know what, leave all of this. Get out of the political business. Open up a house of all faiths. Invite people of all religious beliefs and non-religious beliefs. And do what you do on the radio on a Saturday or Sunday. It doesn't matter. Believe me, I go through this in my mind saying maybe that's what I should do with the rest of my time on earth. But, you know, because of what happened to me with the UK and because I see how useless our Congress is and how venal the senators and congressmen are to about the 97th percentile, a part of me got angry this week and I said, you know what I'd like to do? I may run for the Senate and knock one of these phonies out of business. I got so angry. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just run for the Senate and knock one of these frauds out of business. But I won't do that. I am not made for politics. I'm just not made for it. I can't raise funds. I can't sit in a room and listen to people and go, I'm not a group thinker. I don't know how to get along in groups. I don't. I'm iconoclastic. I'm an individual. I believe in myself. I believe in God. When I make a mistake, I suffer for it. When I make a mistake, I'm embarrassed by it. When I make a mistake, I beg God's forgiveness for it. That's who I am. I don't need people to tell me that I made a mistake. I know when I make a mistake because I'm imperfect. As Mrs. Savage has said to me for years, God doesn't like competition. That's why we're all imperfect. God doesn't want competition in man. You know, man should not try to be perfect because you're only man. Stop holding yourself up to the level of a God, this perfectionism. You can't be perfect. Because you're only a man. You can only be imperfect. It's a wonderful way of looking at things. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. I was raised to believe that if I make a mistake, I get punished for it. I was raised in a very, very severe, but really non-religious household. You got to understand that, too. I love some of the articles written about Michael Savage that his father was a liberal. His father was a conservative. He was not. My father was not a conservative. Again, a distortion. If anything, I think my father was a liberal in his time. Why was he a liberal? Because in his time, it made sense for a poor man to be a liberal. Why? Because he came here as an immigrant. He was very poor. He couldn't make a living. He had a struggle. And then the Depression hit, and he was still a young man. And the only people who helped him at that time were the Democrats, as I've said to you, with the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, which many so-called Republicans say is evil, but it created jobs, real jobs, not jobs that are invisible, like Obama's done, real jobs. He got a job as he told me, he was a young guy, maybe 21, 22. He got a job as a driver for a low-ranking New York congressman, assemblyman. and he used to drive him around. I don't know how he got that job. I never even asked him, because my poor father died so long ago. God rest his soul. I'm looking at a picture of him here in the studio. I don't know how he got the job. He had no connections. I can't even imagine how. I don't know. I don't know, but it saved him. It enabled him to make a living and go on and, you know, become a small businessman, honest man, taught me a few principles such as never lie and never, ever take a penny that isn't yours. I watched him with customers. I watched him. They didn't like something, he took it back. That's all, unlike some of the jewelers I've dealt with in my life who sold me diamonds that looked like the inside of Nancy Pelosi's eye. I'll be right back. Savage. It's been said a house divided cannot stand, and my God, is this house divided. America has never been more divided since the Civil War. Obama, the uniter, has turned out to be the greatest divider in the history of this country. Class warfare, unlike anything we've ever seen in modern times. And now attacks upon people in the media that are coming at us on a regular basis. It came out this morning, U.S. Attorney's Office in the Department of Justice told employees not to log on to the Drudge Report. This is something you'd expect out of Chavez's Venezuela. This is, Argentina, sorry. This is something you'd expect in China, Syria, Egypt. I can't imagine this is happening. And isn't it odd that it's happening the same time that I'm being attacked by a fellow left-wing government in England, the Labour government, good friends of the Obamas? Isn't it odd that soon after the trip over here, I wind up on a list with murderers? There is a worldwide conspiracy to destroy all voices of dissent. This is not Chicago politics, per se. This is Stalin's politics. Now, maybe it worked in the gutters of Chicago when Al Capone was ruling the city. But I think as more and more Americans come to understand the danger they are in by the kinds of politics that are being played by Rahm Emanuel and the other boys from the streets of Chicago, they're going to recoil in horror. And I connect this to the CIA. Yes, I do. This attack on all opponents on any level has now boomeranged on the Obama administration on every level. It boomeranged with me fighting back. Yeah, on a minor scale, it's nothing to them. This case is, I don't know how it's going to go, but with the discovery phase looming in England and beginning over here, I am pretty sure that there will be a trail going back to somebody high up in the Obama administration who fed my name to Jackie Smith, who obviously never heard of me. There is no way that that Home Secretary could have known who I am. The show isn't received in England, so how did she hear of me? Someone told her about me. Who? Somebody in the Obama administration. Well, that's my suspicion. And the longer this case goes on and the longer the discovery process continues with the attorneys that I have, my suspicion is it's going to go all the way back up the chain. That's not going to be very good for this government. And I would suggest that whoever in this government did this, contact your good friend, Jackie Smith, and say, you know what? You made a mistake. Get his name off the list, settle it, and get it over with. And you know what? I'll go away and I'll end it, because I'm not out to embarrass anybody. I want my name off that list because it was an error on her part. And that's it. Now, why would the U.S. Attorney's Office tell employees not to log on to the Drudge Report? Why would Nancy Pelosi take on the CIA? Does she not understand what she's doing? When today Leon Panetta had to come out and basically, without mentioning her name, support the troops within the CIA? Why did he do that? Because when push comes to shove, nobody's going to knock down the CIA in this country unless they're crazy. Because if the CIA goes, that's the end of America. Do you want the ACLU running America? Do you want those psychos controlling every avenue of this government? Because that's what would happen if the CIA went down. It was the ACLU who was telling Pelosi to attack the CIA. It was the ACLU who went and got those pictures that even Obama had to say, wait a minute, hold on here. Let's think about this. We publish new pictures. What happens? That's not good for America. That's not good for our troops.
So Obama wisely said, no, don't publish them. We're not going to do it. He's coming to understand there are ramifications for this college-like behavior that these schmucks are engaging in. And the day the ACLU was hauled before a tribunal in America, the day that the ACLU is tried for the crimes against America will be the day I can say I am an American. All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Promoting intercommunity violence. Well, that could be anybody saying anything. For example, when Vicente Fox went on CNN the other day, and he said that America should pass an Immigration Reform Act, meaning grant amnesty to 30 million illegal immigrants, you could say that Vicente Fox was promoting or could potentially promote intercommunity violence by getting American citizens angry about granting amnesty to illegal aliens. Should therefore Vicente Fox be banned from the United States of America? No, because that's his opinion. Why was he not banned? You could say he could have promoted intercommunity violence. Or, for example, I have in my hand a set of Tibetan bells, which I've had for 20 years. Listen, okay? Here they are. Deafening, eh? Well, you could say, well, hey, that could promote intercommunity violence because Michael Savage just rang some Tibetan bells, and that's somehow an affront to the Chinese government. He's implying that Tibet should be freed. I mean, what are you people, crazy? Don't you understand where this leads? San Francisco, KNEW. Bob, go ahead, please.
Yeah, listen, I think, and I've listened since 94. Anybody knows you're not going to roll over because you're not a shrinking violet. Just for the sake of sanity, Saroyan said, life's a comedy for those who think and tragedy for those who feel. As far as I'm concerned, there are two parallel, fully disposable operatives at low functional IQ appointed simultaneously by Obama and the Brits. They're throwaway people looking for a litmus test for the fairness doctrine reinstatement. You are
all right. Well, we know Jackie Smith is a low level sort of provincial town councilwoman at the most, who is way over her pay scale. Let us put it to you that way. Who in America do you think gave her my name? Let's open it up to the audience. Who in America in the Obama administration do you think sent her my name?
Could be Homeland Security, could be anybody, but you've got to open up the totalitarian playbook by prolonging discovery here.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen to me. Let me make it very clear. I don't want to take on a government, which has already happened, because they accused me unfairly, but I have to fight. You know, it's one man against the whole government. You think that this is fun? People say, oh, he's enjoying it. He loves the publicity. You're wrong. I don't enjoy this. I didn't look for this to happen. I was shocked and stunned that this woman would link me up with murderers. So what I'm saying is the government has unfairly accused me. I have to defend my name. It is akin to the Dreyfus affair. It has to be stopped now or it's going to get worse. It has to be stopped now. It's going to be worse for me and worse for you and worse for freedom. And that's why I'm fighting with everything in me. Thank God Michael Savage has a legal defense fund. Thank God Michael Savage has a defense fund. Just thank God I can afford this. What do you think? This is for nothing? You think it's free? The lawyers are hired in England? You're wrong. No, it's not free. Doesn't work that way. I'm not an illegal alien drug dealer. He'd get free legal counsel. Or an illegal alien rapist. Or an illegal alien drunk who drove into five people in a street of Phoenix. He'd get free legal counsel. Or if I was a mass murderer, he'd get 30 years of free legal counsel. And all the libs coming crying in the jail cell about his poor life. No, this isn't free. I'm having to do this on my own. 1-800-449-8255. We're playing 20 questions on the Savage Nation. Who do you think sent my name to Britain to condemn me? New York City, WOR, Jean-Marie, welcome.
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
I think it was Arlen Specter and his minions.
Why?
Because I listened to a talk show host in the morning, and he always brags about being his campaign manager, doing Whisper Down the Lane and doing Search and Destroy with people that are not liked by Arlen Specter.
Wait, a talk show host who worked for Arlen Specter?
As his campaign manager, yes.
And now he's a talk show host?
Yes, he is.
All right, I don't want to hear his name. It's irrelevant. Well, Arlen Specter is a Benedict Arnold and a despicable individual hated by everybody right now. But why in the world would Arlen Specter choose me?
Well, I think that when you were making comments about him and the fact that this campaign...
You mean when I called Arlen Specter a prostitute or a whore and I defined the dictionary, the definition of what a whore is, you mean he took umbrage at that?
Yes, I do think so. Because
Arlen Specter was a district attorney in Philadelphia who helped get a murderer out of America. You know that, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, people should remember who Arlen Specter really is. Arlen Specter is the worst in American politics. Forget Democrat, Republican. This is a turncoat who is good to nobody and good for nobody. But I don't know. Why would he bother with this? I don't think this is who knows who it is? Who knows who it is? You step on powerful toes, it could be anybody. But Jean Marie, the point is this, is that the cat's out of the bag. It's no longer one man tilting at windmills. This legal firm, one of the most powerful media firms in England, has been engaged. My attorneys in America have worked with them. It doesn't matter anymore what I say or do. It's ongoing now. The minute they start the discovery process, America and the world may be shocked to find out who in America sent my name to Jackie Smith. That could go all the way back up to an American senator, congressman, or into the White House itself. We don't know. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's say you are one of the operatives inside the Obama administration who did this without Obama knowing it because you wanted to show how powerful you are and you wanted to thank George Soros for all of his help and you wanted to thank the Media Matters Stalinists. And you're the one who did it. What would you do now?
If I were who I think it was, I think he has so much hubris that he doesn't think he's going to be caught, that his name won't be brought up.
You think it's A.S.?
I don't think he even thinks it's going to happen.
No, you still think it's him, though.
I do.
Well, you sound like you know something that you can't say. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, so you're calling with inside information here.
Let's just say it, sometimes within people can work and talk with great arrogance and not think that what they're doing and proposing is that obvious.
Well, Jean-Marie, let me ask you this. Or anyone else listening to the Savage Nation, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, if you know who did this in America, who sent my name and put it on this list of murderers, and you want this over with, even for your own reasons, I will ask you to please contact my producers. You will remain anonymous. Is that fair enough, Jean-Marie?
That sounds fair to me.
All right. Stay on the line and let us know who it is. Well, no, I'm going to put out a wide net. I have to use what I have. I want this over with. I want it over with. I want my name off the list, and then we'll go on our merry ways. I can't permit this to go on. I cannot. It's a violation of my rights as a citizen. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It's unfairly defaming me, et cetera. I don't have to go through this over and over again. 1-800-449-8255. Let's go to Chicago, the heart of the monster itself. Pam, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to call to say how flabbergasted I am about this garbage out of England. I'm identified as a gay person, whatever. But I have never felt personal hatred from you ever. And I think one of the saddest things is most of the people that criticize you have never bothered to actually hear what you said.
And, that's 1,000% true. They say, oh, he's a terrible guy. And they say, well, you listen to him? No, I wouldn't listen to him. So how do you know who I am then?
Yeah. And then one more shocking thing just for you, doctor. I'm a gay person who opposes gay marriage.
Well, most gays oppose gay marriage, by the way.
Rip-off I've heard in a
if
while.
If you were to poll the gay community on gay marriage, the majority would oppose gay marriage. I've discovered that in my own life. I know that that's true. This is a very small minority of the gay movement itself that is pushing this.
And gays, Michael, I really think it's lawyers that want a piece of the pie when we break up. And all this is money. It has nothing to do with fling. All they want is my paycheck or part of my savings account. if we were to bust.
Oh, how true that is. You know, for the record, Pam, I think the people don't know this. For a brief period when I had a TV show, I had a bodyguard. She was a lesbian in the police department. Do you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, and we got along great. She was tougher than most of the men I've ever met.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike?
No, I don't want to give out her name because she'll have a lot of... She was 6 foot two or three. I haven't kept in touch with her. We got along great. She said, we love you. Her and her partner love me.
Need some money to sue these idiots. Please say the word. I would love to send you some if, you know, if your current fund
no,
runs
out. No, it's okay. You can. You got a web, you know, a computer. Go on michaelsavage.com. It's on the top right. I don't want to keep asking for money. Thank you. That's all. I may auction off my Cadillac to raise money for this. I may do that. I don't have room in the garage anyway. It's a 65 Caddy that, by the way, was one of, it's a famous car. But it's not the time that people want cars and this and that. It's not my only car, but I'm saying, you know, it's a 55,000-mile car. And it's been in TV shows. It's been on stage, owned by Michael. A great car, but maybe I should auction it off and throw the money into the fund and call it a day. I need the garage space. Okay, 1-800-449-8255. David in Los Angeles on KGIL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
I think it's Dianne Feinstein because you've exposed her in the recent past about all of her shenanigans. And I think she has a motive for exposing you as some kind of a hate monger. So I think it's Dianne Feinstein.
Well, I don't know who it might be, but remember, it was the Los Angeles Times a few years ago that did an expose on Dianne Feinstein's business ties with her husband, Richard Blum. You know that.
I do know that, however.
But then in the recent years, the L.A. Times, like all of the Tribune newspapers, have become nothing but liberal fronts, and they stopped doing any investigative reporting of this nature.
That's exactly right, and plus, they don't have as wide an audience and as much influence as you do, so I think that she got bothered by it and probably went up to the Obama campaign and leaked your name.
Well, as I say, this can be stopped, whoever did it, by them contacting the home office and ending it. Get my name off, and I think this will all go away rather rapidly. My name isn't off. It doesn't matter whether I quit radio or stay in radio. It doesn't matter if I die tomorrow for natural or unnatural causes. This lawsuit will go on, and the discovery process will take whatever time it takes to find out who did this to me. It could bring a government down, David.
Yep, I agree with
David,
you.
David, this could bring down an entire government. Do you know that? This kind of McCarthyism, this kind of smear tactic, this kind of red baiting, if you want to call it that, could bring down an entire administration.
Could, but the country is so, I would say, for lack of a better word, brainwashed by this, by the administration because of the corrupt media, that I think most people are asleep at the wheel.
I'll tell you why I disagree with you. The Gallup poll 2 weeks ago, which came and went rapidly and was buried by the media, Gallup is a liberal poll, not progressive, a genuinely liberal polling organization. They did a comparison, apples to apples, of president's popularity at 100 days going back to Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Obama came in second to last on that list. The minute anyone said that, they were cut off on television. In fact, there was a black woman reporter on CNN who said, but wait a minute, he's not that popular. The latest Gallup poll shows that he was the second least popular. They cut her right off. Wolf Blitzer stepped right in her words. She was no longer a useful minority. Okay, but the facts are the people themselves know what's going on. I don't think the American people are that stupid. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Reasonable about this. I think there are probably very few people in this room or in America who would say that torture should never, ever be used, particularly if thousands of lives are at stake. Take the hypothetical. If we knew that there was a nuclear bomb hidden in an American city, and we believed that some kind of torture, fairly severe maybe, would give us a chance of finding that bomb before it went off, my guess is most Americans and most senators, maybe all, would say, do what you have to do.
Now, that's the rational Charles Schumer in 2004. Should Charles Schumer now be attacked for being a reasonable man? There's not a man or woman listening to the show who would not agree with that if they were sane and not suicidal. Is that correct? Only psychopaths would say, no, we must never use means that are un-American, even if a city were to die. That would show an imbalanced mind. And I can only assume that there are no imbalanced minds at the highest level. Okay, we've been talking about radio host Savage seeks Clinton's help over UK ban, which is a very important story. And the U.S. Attorney's Office says stay off the Drudge report, which is shocking, something you would have expected in Syria, not in the America of Obama, correct? But these are strange times, very, very strange times. China's currency to usurp the dollar as world's reserve currency, very frightening indeed. China's currency to usurp the dollar as world's reserve currency, one of the most ominous news stories of my life. Never thought I would see it. Although I can't say that I never thought I would see it. I saw the Quislings in our government operating for over 40 years now. This goes way back. Way back to years ago when I used to visit Hawaii back in the 70s, and I would see Japanese tourists coming over from Japan to Hawaii, and they would not be riding on American buses. They'd be riding on buses that were built in Japan that the Japanese shipped over from Japan in order to tour, to carry the tourists from Japan around on. They were so nationalistic that they would not even permit the Japanese tourists to ride on an American tour bus. I used to say to myself, what kind of government is this that permits this? You're coming to look at a state in America because of its natural beauties, then you got to use American businesses. But no, they had bought off the men and women in the Hawaiian government, or whoever they had to buy off, the DOT, Department of Transportation, both sides of the aisle. And I saw this. I have a long memory of when this started and how it was going on. I remember the big scandal of the FSX fighter plane when it was sold to Japan back in the 80s under Reagan, by the way. Don't think this is a partisan thing. It's a bipartisan sellout of America. So now we come after 40 years of corrupt politicians selling the country down the river to the Chinese currency, replacing the U.S. dollar as the world's currency. I never thought I'd see this day, but I'm telling you, I'm not shocked that it's happened. If you think this is the end, you're mistaken. It is only the beginning of the end of America. This is not the end of America. This is the beginning of the end of America. The loss of freedom of speech, China's currency replacing the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. You know, I've quoted Aldous Huxley on the show many times. I was an avid fan of everything he's ever written when I was very young. And he wrote back in the 50s, when I was just starting to understand things, that as East and West started to interact with each other on a more intimate level, he said when Russia in particular and the United States start to interact with each other, the Soviet Union at the time, he said the United States will become more like the Soviet Union and the Soviet Union will become more like the United States. Well, right now, we are at that tipping point. You have to decide. I'm not addressing this to conservatives. They understand what's at stake. I'm addressing this to genuine liberals. Do you want this country to become more like the Soviet Union? Because if you do, you're next. You will wind up in a re-education camp. Today it's me. Tomorrow it's you. Today it's a heterosexual white male. Tomorrow it is a homosexual white woman. I'm warning you. I know how these things go. I've studied revolutions. I studied the French Revolution. I studied the Bolshevik Revolution. I understand how revolutions eat their own. And I'm warning you. You may sit there cheering what's going on with me. You may think you're having a good time. I'm warning you. Tomorrow it's you. Today it's me. Tomorrow it's you. There are hopeful signs. The hopeful signs are me, that I'm not taking this. I'm not rolling over. I'm not begging. I have hired one of the most highly prominent law firms in London. I have a great law firm here in America, the Thomas More Law Center, which has proven beyond a reasonable doubt in doing their research that the UK is in violation of the European law itself. And we're going to fight. And if it's one man who has to take on a nation because the nation has wronged him, when that's what's befallen me, I'm sorry I didn't ask for it. I have been wronged and I need to correct the record. If a mistake has been made, they can fix the mistake. That's all. I'm not a vindictive person. If this mistake is not fixed rapidly and discovery is started here in America, I don't know where it might lead. I don't know who it is in this country who did this to me. But whoever it is, if you're listening or you get this message, end it now.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Pelosi got caught in her own web. For years now, Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic cronies have been whining about CIA torture. Well, it turns out that Nancy Pelosi knew all along. Way back in 02, the CIA told her all about what was going on. What's amazing is that she blamed the CIA, claiming that they lied to her about whether torture was being used or not. She betrayed the American people by urging they not be protected by the interrogation methods our government was using. She betrayed the brave men and women who worked for our government to protect us by claiming that they were all evil tormentors from the medieval times. She even betrayed liberals by pretending all along that she didn't know what she was doing or approving. We then talked about Big Sis getting dissed. A few weeks back, the Department of Homeland Security, under the direction of Janet Napolitano, issued a report saying that those who were opposed to abortion, opposed to gay marriage, and returning war veterans were all suspicious right-wing extremists, and that they should be carefully monitored as suspected terrorists. Well, this week, Napolitano had to go before a congressional hearing of the House Homeland Security Committee. And during that committee hearing, she was roundly criticized by both Repubs and Dems for issuing that report. And Janet Napolitano admitted that she had to withdraw the report. Savage becomes a campaign issue in England. The scandal over my being banned in Britain seems to have tipped the political scales in favor of the Conservative Party in England. People in England have reacted with outrage to Michael Savage being put on a list of murderers, terrorists, and imams who advocate the violent overthrow of the British government. Even liberals in England now understand this. The Conservative Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has used the incident as a rallying cry to his own party. Gordon Brown has been forced to apologize before Parliament, and it is widely believed that he will give Jackie Smith the boot. We also talked about the Savage Effect. We're finding out now that there's an online revolution triggered by Jackie Smith's decision to ban Michael Savage from Britain. According to Foreign Policy magazine, it created a viral tsunami which completely defeated the intent of the British government's attempt to suppress my freedom of speech. Websites such as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter came alive with commentary about the ban on Savage. According to a website that tracks discussions on Twitter, conversations about Michael Savage and his being banned from Britain hit a huge spike the day after the travel ban was announced. Foreign Policy magazine even coined a new term, the Savage Effect, which it describes as a phenomenon in which efforts to limit the dissemination of information in the analog form backfire and are trumped by the viral power of digital communications. This week we also had a black preacher coming to the defense of Michael Savage. An African-American preacher named James David Manning came to the defense of Michael Savage in the strongest possible terms. He attacked the British for trying to suppress freedom of speech, and he's eviscerated other talk shows for refusing to join in the fight. Where is the rest of the African-American community in defending a talk show host who better represents their views than any neoconservative or neo-Marxist? We also touched on former conservatives who are cashing in as libs. Those who used to claim to be conservatives when the money was good, like Bill O'Reilly, are now finding that it's more profitable to be a soft liberal during the age of Obama. The Leprechaun and other so-called conservatives have turned on Michael Savage and find that they're suddenly amenable to more leftist views because, I guess, it gets access to the Obamaites. Which false conservatives have you seen turn to the left since Obama was elected? Let's check in with James Herson for the latest hijinks going on in Hollywood.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on. You know, Miss California kept her crown, but one of the pageant directors is feeling down. Well, Donald Trump refused to dump Carrie Prejean and let her keep her Miss California title and tiara. So former Miss USA Shauna Mochler quit her job as the co-director of Miss California USA. Mochler said she no longer believes in the Miss Universe organization. She cited Prejean's take on traditional marriage and those supposedly offensive photos. But Miss California is getting support from Jessica Simpson's ex, Nick Lachey, who thinks she should have kept her crown. This is what makes America, America, Lachey said. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and you should be able to say your opinion and not be criticized or penalized for it. I guess Lachey is not with the British government. The former boy band member expressed some more wisdom here because he said, if you don't want to know someone's opinion, don't ask the question.
Ha ha. Exactly.
Meanwhile, Carrie also gained some backup support from up north via the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. Now, Palin ought to know. She was the victim of a media assault. She's also a former beauty queen herself. And the governor said that the liberal onslaught of malicious attacks against Prejean are, quote, despicable, close quote. Palin also said that she and Prejean spoke right after the Miss California expressed her opinion during the Miss USA pageant. Palin pointed out that what Carrie and Palin believe is the same thing that what President Obama believes about marriage. Palin even cited our Constitution, saying that it protects us all, not just those who agree with the far left. Well, the far left doesn't agree with that statement. Now, Sarah is still being targeted by the media because after a story surfaced that she is writing a memoir, MSNBC's Hardball host Chris Matthews immediately was on the attack. That Mr. Tingle Up His Leg said, Sarah is, quote, obviously not going to write it, meaning the book. They've already announced somebody's going to collaborate on it. What an embarrassment. Matthews said Palin's book is like books that jocks do. And then he asked the question, why do they do it like this? And he answered it, she can't write. Now, this is while he was probably reading something someone else had written from a teleprompter.
Well, it wouldn't have been an idea of his own.
Hey, remember that character on the TV show Cheers named Cliff? You know, Cheers was the bar in Boston where everybody knew your name. And Cliff was the mailman who lived with his mom. He was played by an actor named John Ratzenberger. Now the actor has filed for a restraining order against his ex-girlfriend. And her taste in music is part of the case. Ratzenberger claims, after she listens to country music, that his former girlfriend could turn violent. Yeah, he filed legal papers at the Los Angeles Superior Court claiming that his former companion had said this. It's common in many country and western songs for women to set the cars of their former boyfriends on fire. So now the Cheers actor is frightened. She may have the capacity to perpetuate this act or some other kind of violent conduct. Ratzenberger has asked the court for an order that the woman in question not be allowed within 100 yards of the actor who played Cliff. Hey, it's a good thing she wasn't watching those slasher movies. Speaking of acting, Martin Scorsese is bringing old Blue Eyes to the big screen. He's got a perfect title for the movie, Sinatra.
Yeah, that's original.
Now, no actor is contracted to play the singer from Hoboken. Leo DiCaprio has a leg up on the part because he's Scorsese's go-to guy. There's been four movies with DiCaprio: Gangs of New York, The Aviator, The Departed, the upcoming Shutter Island. Now, the music for the film will be actual Sinatra recordings, thank goodness. The star doesn't have to sing. But I think Marty should consider using some other people, like James Franco, who's been in Spider-Man, because he's kind of a young Frankie lookalike. Or maybe Harry Connick Jr., who sang the soundtrack for When Harry Met Sally. And he's a Sinatra kind of sound-alike. Now, I'm sure the script will play up the young Sinatra's support for the Democrats, friendship with JFK. But here's the question. Will the movie show the older Frank's profound disillusionment with the Democrat Party and his switch to supporting Republicans? I think not. Thanks, Michael, for all you do for international free expression.
Thanks for the report, James Herson. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Here's what I've been talking about today on the Savage Nation. One, Savage fires back at England. My attorneys in England have sent a letter to the British government, that is the Home Office, demanding that my name be removed from a list of those banned from entering the country. You can read it now on michaelsavage.com. Well, what do you think the response of the British government will be? Will Savage's name be taken off the list of murderers? Will I win a defamation suit against Jackie Smith? We talked about Pelosi continuing to stumble and bumble. Nancy Pelosi is continuing her descent into hypocrisy. She's now admitted that she knew all along of the so-called torture, that is waterboarding, that was done by the CIA, even though she attacked Bush for it. And today, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich blasted her actions, calling them despicable, dishonest, and vicious. Rep. Stephen King of Iowa has even called for Nancy Pelosi to step down over this horrible scandal. Will Nancy Pelosi be forced to account for herself? Will she step down as Speaker? Or are political connections more precious to Obama than honesty? Gee, I wonder. Did you hear what happened today? Have you heard what this government is doing to free speech? You know about me. Did you know that the U.S. Attorney's Office told their employees not to log on to the Drudge Report? Do you have any idea that under Obama we are moving into a Chavez-like nation within 200 days of his administration? It took Chavez 5 years to achieve, the Obamaites are about to achieve in about, 200 days? I warned you for years that the liberals of yesteryear are long gone. I warned you that real liberals are as scarce as a hound's tooth. I warned you that people who pose as liberals are really fascists. And God in heaven, has this ever shown itself to be true? Now that they have power, they're using absolute power to crush their opposition. They don't want dissent. They do not want voices of dissent. They want all of the voices of dissent silenced. Now, this is what went on in the Soviet Union, which led to re-education camps, labor camps, and death camps. And who is it coming from? All of the swiney liberals. We hear about swine flu. Well, let me tell you something. We can take the word swine and apply it to many things, not just to a viral illness. I will tell you, though, that I found out that there are some very good liberals left in the media. Yes, they're few and far between. What this crisis in my own life has shown me is that there are a few journalists left. There are a few liberals left. One of them writes for the, believe it or not, my local hometown newspaper, which I stopped reading many years ago, the San Francisco Chronicle, Carla Marinucci, who I don't know. We never met. But she wrote a fair article today called Radio Host Savage Seeks Clinton's Help Over Ban. I thought it was well done. It was well done because it got the essence of the facts in the article and its front page in the Chronicle. What I have for you on the show today is something that has appeared in no newspapers anywhere in the world, but it is sure to be in all the newspapers, perhaps by Monday. It will be up on my website, michaelsavage.com, within 15 minutes. It is a letter from the lawyer, the legal firm I have employed in London, one of the top media firms in London, and it is a letter of demand, a defamation complaint, against the Home Office Secretary, Jackie Smith. And you will read the letter, and you will see how I have been wronged. You will see that all of those who are suddenly saying a country has the right to ban anyone they want are really fascists in disguise. Now, I want to remind you of a few things here as a prelude to where I'm going today. 30, 40 years ago, it would have been Lenny Bruce who was banned, let us say, in certain cities, perhaps even in England. I don't really know who banned him. 30 years ago, it might have been a poet. It might have been a rock band banned in a certain city or municipality. And all the liberals said, no, 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 that's a violation of the First Amendment. You can't ban the Doors. You can't ban the Sex Pistols. You can't ban Lenny Bruce because it violates the First Amendment. And they were right, meaning if you don't like it, don't watch it, don't listen to it. But they have a right to be artists, to express themselves. Now that Michael Savage is the dissident, now that Michael Savage is the underdog, now that Michael Savage is the minority, the liberals are attacking me saying, ban him, ban him, ban him. These are not liberals. Don't you people understand who they are? These are the meanest people on the planet. All of these people on MSNBC are the type of people who put Solzhenitsyn into the labor camp in the Soviet Union. They may not speak Russian. They may not look Russian. They would say, oh, no, we would have stood up to Stalin. We would have stood up to Hitler. No, they would have worked for Stalin. They would have worked for Hitler. They would have worked for Hitler, putting Jews into the death camp. But you don't understand that, because they assign themselves halos. An office of the Justice Department has banned the Drudge Report from office computers, supposedly because of virus risks? I can't believe this. Why do you think they forbid workers from visiting this political website? Be very, very careful who calls themselves liberal. Because if you scratch the surface of liberals, you often find something else.
Savage.
You know, my being banned from entering England is not only a travesty, not only an attack on international law, not only a personal attack on me, but an attack on the very notion of freedom of speech. Liberals should be rallying behind me, but they aren't. They're not liberals, are they? Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch has written an article on this entitled No Free Speech for Them, and here he is.
Michael, thank you. I appreciate you having me on to talk about this. This is one of the most important stories, if not the most important story that is out there today, and it is also one of the most ignored stories, because there's a much larger issue involved in you having been banned from Britain. It is about freedom of speech and whether freedom of speech is going to survive as an element of Western societies. Because, after all, look, on the list with you, barred from Britain, was a white supremacist, a Christian fundamentalist hate preacher, and a couple of Islamic jihadists, along with a Lebanese Druze terrorist who has been in prison for brutally murdering four Israelis, including a four-year-old child. And how on earth is it that a talk show host ends up on a list like that? Obviously, you have said things that the British Home Secretary Jackie Smith doesn't like. And so we are now, as you have pointed out, equating mass murderers and Islamic Jihad terrorists with people who are simply exercising their freedom of speech and expressing opinions that apparently some of the people in power don't like. Now, the problem with this is manifold. In the first place, it is happening not just to you, but to other warriors of free speech around the world. including my friend David Littman, who is of the World Union of Progressive Judaism and the Association for World Education. And he is a spokesman at the Photos NGOs at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. And he has been banned from speaking there, just as you were banned from entering Britain. Littman has been banned from speaking at the UN Human Rights Council for a month. And what was his offense? His offense was he was delivering an address about anti-Semitism in texts that, and publications that circulate widely in the Islamic world. Now, why on earth would anybody object to somebody saying there's anti-Semitism in these texts that are circulating widely in the Islamic world? Well, lo and behold, it was Egypt, it was Pakistan, it was other Islamic states who began to complain about what Littman was saying. And then they had recourse to the officials. And, of course, supine Western officials, naive and fearful, they agreed to give in and to bar Littman from speaking there for a month. And so initially it was actually 3 months, and he was able to get it reduced a bit. But the precedent is nonetheless set, that you say things that they don't like, you say things that the powers that be object to, and they don't debate. They won't discuss. They won't talk about why it is that they believe that you're wrong and they're right. They won't go over first principles.
Well, why is that?
Well, that's probably because they know, as leftists know everywhere, that they cannot win a fair fight. They cannot win a debate. And so the only thing they can do is try to silence those with whom they disagree. So they bar you, they don't allow Littman to speak at the UN, and this kind of thing is going on all over the world. We also have seen Geert Wilders, the courageous Dutch parliamentarian who was the producer of the film Fitna, which shows how Muslims use the Quran in order to justify violence and to incite Muslims to violence. And, you know, you would think that peaceful, moderate Muslims, the peaceful, moderate Muslims that we always hear so much about, would applaud the film by Wilders and would get behind his efforts to get Muslims to acknowledge that there is violence that is justified in the name of Islam, and to denounce that and to work against it in an honest, open-handed, transparent, inspectable way. But instead, they have worked to vilify Wilders. He's been charged in his own country, and he's been charged in other countries. Jordan wants to put him on trial. France wants to put him on trial. And what has he done? You know, it's interesting that the hate preachers who are depicted in Fitna, in Wilders' film, are not the ones that anybody wants to put on trial. Nobody seems to have minded when they were inciting to violence in the name of the Quran and justified by the Quran. That was just fine. But when Geert Wilders dares to call attention to it, then that's way out of line.
This is totally insane.
Now, this, of course, is a ridiculous thing. And it is part of the larger attempt by the Organization of the Islamic Conference, which is the largest voting bloc at the United Nations right now, to criminalize criticism of Islam. And, you know, this is why the Council on American Islamic Relations is upset with you and upset with me also, for that matter. This is why the Organization of the Islamic Conference is involved in these kinds of efforts. What it's trying to do is to criminalize any honest discussion of the ways that Muslims use Islamic texts and teachings in order to justify violence. And it has even explicitly included anti-terror efforts in these initiatives, saying that the anti-terror efforts are intrinsically Islamophobic. And so what they want to do essentially is render us mute and defenseless in the face of the jihad threat. And they are trying to use so-called hate speech provisions in Europe and to extend them via Obama's supine attitude toward the UN and toward the Islamic world into the U.S. and thus make it a matter of so-called hate speech and a criminal offense to speak honestly about Islamic jihad supremacism and the advancing Islamic jihad. This is a very worrisome thing, and it's something that could happen, could come to America via hate speech provisions. It has already been approved at the UN several times, and it is something that's not binding at this point, but they're trying to make it a binding resolution ultimately upon the member states to enact the laws that would restrict speech about Islam in this way. Now, all this is tied to your being barred from Britain, tied to Littman's being silenced at the United Nations, tied to the attempt to prosecute Wilders. The golden thread running through all of them is that you must not speak ill of Islam or the Islamic Jihad, even ill of the terrorists who want to blow us up. And if you do, you will be targeted as a hate monger and as a bigot, and the ultimate upshot will be that once silenced, voices like yours and voices like mine will be swept aside. The only people who will be the beneficiaries will be those Islamic jihadists themselves.
Where do you see this going, Robert?
Michael, where I see it going from here is a step up in attempts to make the provisions of the resolutions that have already been passed at the UN binding upon member states. And I'm worried about the Obama administration because it's already passed hate crimes legislation in the United States. And how do you tell a hate crime from an ordinary crime? You know, how do you tell if somebody is bashed on the head whether it was a hate crime or not? Well, obviously it's because of his speech. If he's uttering racial epithets when he bashes somebody on the head, then it's a hate crime. And so the hate crime laws go hand in hand with hate speech. Now, hate speech is not something, when it's genuine, that anybody is going to defend or that anybody can get behind. You know, obviously nobody's talking about defending racial slurs or that kind of thing, or genuine hate speech, incitement to violence, and so on. But they're not talking really about that. Hate speech laws, such as the Organization of the Islamic Conference and others envision, are not about real hate speech. They are about trying to criminalize political dissent. And in this case, political dissent that calls upon Western countries, Western Europe and the United States, to take a stronger response against Islamic Jihad and Islamic supremacism as they advance in their many ways in the West. And so the ultimate goal here is, as I said, to render us defenseless and silent in the face of the Islamic Jihad onslaught. And so that means we have to stand up all the more strongly and speak out all the more loudly.
Well, I agree, and thanks for speaking out, Robert.
Michael, I always appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate your strong stand for free speech. I wish there were many more like you.
I'm ahead of the curve. I'm not behind the curve, let me tell you. And that's why I'm taking all this heat right now. And being banned in Britain, some said, is a badge of honor. I don't see it as a badge of honor being linked with murderers. It's one thing to be banned because of the words you say. It's another thing to be put on a list where a Home Secretary says, we're making up this list to shame these people. And they link you up with skinheads and murderers and things of that nature. It's a huge difference here. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not just saying he's banned. They defame me by linking me up with people in prison in Russia for 10 years for killing immigrants. They also defame me by making statements saying that my words have directly led to violence when they never have. I would never have lasted 5 minutes in radio had I ever once, which I never have, promoted violence. Never. I have strong opinions that shock people who disagree with me, but that's the mark of a healthy democracy. A healthy democracy is a place where there's a marketplace of ideas in which people shout their ideas. They shout at each other. That's the mark of a vigorous democracy. When you hear agreement between the parties, you know you're living in a dictatorship. When you read only one side of things in a newspaper, you're reading Pravda or Izvestia. I don't say love me. I didn't ask you to love me. I asked you to understand that I am you. I asked you to understand that today it's me and Tomation.
Hey, Mike.
And so, Vinny, what were you saying?
I heard the whole thing. And let me just have you also state that, for the record, we've never met. I've heard you. I've listened to you for probably 15 years. And I think you're funny. I think you're hysterical. I don't really agree with a lot of your politics, but you make too much sense. And I just want to know that I called in. I was lucky to get in and talk to your producer. This was not a setup call. But and I'm on right now on the page that Carla Marinucci.
Yeah, but you're going to face a lot of flack for calling the show, Vinny, and being at all friendly with me. You got to understand that you're living in a world where they don't want anyone who disagrees with them in your newspaper.
Well, the thing I wanted to at least bring out two things, and I'll let you go. Is that first off, as I say in the piece, that free speech here is the issue. What I distaste are people on the media right now, like a Bill O'Reilly or people that you happen to, I know, despise, and vice versa, yet they've taken this issue and not mentioned you and have milked this. And, you know, of course, you may have milked this, but the issue here is free speech, and you make me laugh.
I agree with you. Why hasn't Hannity or O'Reilly or any of those, or Rush is the biggest disappointment, and I believe it speaks volumes in what they're not saying. But they're not the issue, Vinny. Let me say this. We haven't met. You write for the local SF Gate. I read your columns. Carla Marinucci, who I never met, is a straight-up political reporter. She's a liberal, no doubt, and yet she understands what's at stake. It's in a big front-page story today called Free Speech, I believe. She understands the context of this.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm amazed. Maybe I'm a little naive. I'm amazed at the vitriolic email from various people.
What do you mean, email towards you?
Towards me, yeah.
What, for simply not attacking me?
Well, I mean, I'm on right now. You go down, I go to the SF Gate. I'm not plugging myself, I guess, in a way.
Plug it, I don't care. Hey, Vinny, do you eat Italian food being Italian?
Well, I'm actually Jewish, Michael. Wait a minute,
I don't even have to ask the question. If you're actually Jewish with a name like Vinny, it means you like Italian food.
Absolutely, I do.
I'll tell you what, Vinny, if you're allowed to, if the paper will permit you, I'm going to take you to dinner at Aliotto's.
I'm totally independent.
All right. Get Vinny's phone number. I'm taking to dinner one of these nights. I don't know about this weekend. I have had a week from... Play Lenny Bruce for a minute so I can get a breather here.
Christ is confused. My route took me through Spanish Harlem, Moses. What were 50 Puerto Ricans doing living in one room? When this man has a ring on worth $10,000, why are not the Puerto Ricans living in this building? That is the purpose of church for the people. The purpose of government for the people. Church for the people. Now, Christ and Moses really debating, arguing back and forth. Moses is still whacked out from a mezuzah he broke open and found nothing inside. How long has this been going on? God only knows. How corrupt. They knew no one breaks them open. They just found one. Had a piece of paper said made in Japan.
This is Dr. Dissident Michael Savage back in a moment.
Savage.
Freedom of speech is not a left or right issue. People from both sides have been speaking out all over the world about my case. Joining us now is the TackyMag.com columnist and editor of the Quarterly Review, Derek Turner, who has written an article entitled, Is Free Speech Banned in the UK?
Hi, Michael. I'm very pleased to be and honored to be invited onto your show today, even if it means that I shall be linked forever in the legions of the damned.
Thank you. And what made you write this article?
Well, I felt that the banning of Michael Savage was a travesty, a disgraceful attempt to censor free speech, certainly. And it was also defamatory of him, I felt. I think it was outrageous to link somebody who may be controversial but who is not in the same rather unpleasant league of most of the other people on the list. I felt very strongly that people in the United States ought to know that not everybody in the UK agrees with the decision made by our government. That was the essential reason for writing it.
Why do you think they picked me for this list?
Well, this is a very interesting question, and no one really seems to quite know the answer to it. First of all, so far as I'm aware, he wasn't planning to visit the UK in any case. Secondly, in the UK, until the 5th of May, nobody had really heard of him. He was very big in America, but not very big in this country. So it seemed a very peculiar person to pick. It seemed very random, and I think everyone's really quite puzzled as to why he was chosen and not somebody else. I think it probably is a testament to his popularity and to his profile and effectiveness in the United States. And so it's a sort of left-handed compliment in a way, I expect. But nevertheless, it is a very puzzling question, and I don't really think even Jackie Smith knows the answer to that.
What kind of reaction to this list have you seen in England?
Well, generally speaking, the media in the UK, whether they're from the left or from the right, have been very critical of the concept of the list, and like me, rather puzzled by the rationale behind choosing Michael Savage, to go on this list with all these awful skinheads and people like that. There was an opinion poll, for instance, on the Daily Mail website, whether he should have been banned or not. And the feeling was very strongly that he should not have been. I think the vote was 76-24, something like that. I think that's a fairly typical gauge of the feelings that amongst normal people. People are puzzled and angry and rather worried by the whole thing.
Can you tell us a little bit about Jackie Smith?
Well, she's very unpopular. I mean, she even within the Labour Party, she's unpopular. She only became an MP through an all-woman shortlist, for one thing. But that sort of gives you the measure of the woman in many ways. She's also very seriously beleaguered by very serious allegations of financial malfeasance. She has a salary of £142,000. On top of that, she's claiming vast amounts of money illegitimately in housing expenses. She employs her husband as a researcher who doesn't seem to do very much except to write anonymous letters defending her to the press without revealing that he's her husband, and even watching pornographic films at taxpayers' expense. She's a very inconsiderable person in many ways, and really is somebody who's been grossly overpromoted, and I think that's the general feeling in the country and also within her own party. She's somebody who's out of her depth, rather like the Prime Minister.
Why do you think there's been so little heard from your Conservative Party on this?
Well, you're absolutely right. The Conservatives have been very, very suspiciously quiet in all of this. They announced that the publication of the list was a gimmick, but they didn't actually suggest what they would have done differently. And I suspect that even if they had been in office, that under David Cameron as Prime Minister, there wouldn't really have been a very big difference of approach. I think the Conservative Party is hag-ridden and angst-ridden by the sort of politically correct neurosis that affects the Labour Party. Not to quite the same extent, but to almost the same extent, I think. I think they've also been browbeaten into believing all these things about so-called racism and so-called sexism and homophobia and Islamophobia, all these other things. And unfortunately, I don't really think, even if they were in office tomorrow, that there would be a massive difference, certainly immediately, in the approach to these matters. I mean, the basic problem is that Britain is a very unhappy and very divided society, and I don't really think that the Conservative Party has a vision for how to reach beyond that, how to rejoin people together, how to encourage patriotism. I don't think they're even going to secure the borders as far as I can make out. So that there's no real vision and no real determination to make things different in that respect. And I do fear that a David Cameron premiership wouldn't differ hugely from a Gordon Brown one. Unfortunately, I wish it were otherwise.
Derek Turner, thanks for being on the Savage Nation. Savage.